من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون بما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير. In the previous ayat, Allah explained that the munafiqeen did not want to go out in jihad because they did not have iman, they did not have the trust in Allah and the great rewards of the akhirat. This dunya meant everything to them, so they lived only for this dunya. And they were afraid to die, as if death doesn't come if you don't go out in the path of Allah, if you don't go for jihad. Anyway, that was the evil qualities of that which Allah Ta'ala had explained. That in the love of this dunya, love of their lives, they would not want to go out in jihad. Another evil of the munafiqeen, Allah explains here, and that is they don't want to spend money in the path of Allah. Allah has given all the money, whatever a person has got, is given by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah wants the faraz zakat only of 2.5%. And 97.5% Allah leaves by you. And that 2.5% which you give, it protects the 97.5%. It gives barakat in the 97.5%. So it is only good for us. But a person, when he hasn't got that iman, he's not prepared to even give that 2.5%. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. اور نہ خیال کرے وہ لوگ جو بخل کرتے ہیں اس چیز پر جو اللہ نے ان کو دی ہے اپنے فضل سے. And do not regard those people who are stingy, who have got bukhal, yabkhaluna. They don't want to spend of that which Allah has given them, and He gave it to them out of His fadl and kindness. Man did not deserve it. Allah Ta'ala gave it to them. And they are not spending, so don't regard that. Huwa khayr lakum, ke ye bukhal behtar hai unke haq mein. That the stinginess is better for them. That is, they are saving up money. They are not spending. So don't think that is good for them in any way. And this is actually telling them that don't think that this is good that you are not spending. At least your faraz zakat that you are not giving. بَلْ هُوَ شَرُّ لَهُمْ بَلْكِ یہ بہت برا ہے ان کے ہاتھ میں. In fact, this is very, very harmful, very evil and bad for them. What is the evil that a person, when he doesn't give his faraz zakat also, what is the harm of it? سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. ٹوک بنا کر ڈالا جائے گا ان کے گھلوں میں وہ مال جس میں بخل کیا تھا قیامت کے دن. That on the day of Qiyamah, this wealth of theirs will be made as a collar and put around them. And in other riwayat, this wealth will be made into terrible poisonous snakes. A snake which is very poisonous, it's got no hair on its head because that poison is so strong, it doesn't allow the hair to grow also. So such snakes will be put around them and they will keep on biting him and telling him, we are your wealth. That which you love so much and you did not want to spend, we are that wealth of yours and you have taste of it now. And they will keep on biting him. So we can imagine how terrible that punishment will be. That a person who doesn't even give his 2%, 2.5% of zakat, what that terrible punishment will be. That person might have thought in this worldly life that I'm saving up, I'm not giving my zakat. Whether it comes to 1,000 rand, 5,000, 100,000 rand, whatever it might come to, and I'm saving it and I'm not spending it, it's not good for him at all. It will cause destruction of the balance of his wealth also. Barakat will go out of his wealth, out of his life also. And in the akhirat is this terrible punishment that he will get. Then remember, وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. اور اللہ وارث ہے آسمان اور زمین کا. And Allah is the sole inheritor of the heavens and the earth. Everything will return to Allah. They will leave it behind, it will go back to Allah Ta'ala. So in any case, it is going to Allah. So you spend it out of your choice and happily, then you get great rewards in every way. There is only goodness for you. And if you don't, then too it is going to Allah. It's not going to stay by you. When you go in your qabr, it will be left in this world. And finally, Allah inherits everything which is in the world. It belongs to Him and it returns back to Him. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. اور اللہ جو کچھ کرتے ہو سو جانتا ہے. And remember that whatever you are doing, Allah is fully aware. Whether you are giving your zakat properly, whether you are not calculating it properly, whether you are making tricks in your zakat, and you are trying making all types of hila and tricks and plans, and you don't give your zakat, Allah is fully aware. You might think that you are bluffing people, you might be bluffing yourself also, but you can't bluff Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows everything. And a person who gives his zakat happily, Allah gives him much more. And that which is left behind, Allah gives much more barakat in there also. It is like, it wasn't long ago when on the roads where we wanted to park in the city center, there were parking meters. And you had to feed that parking meter, put a 50 cent, 1 rand, whatever, and then you could park there for 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, whatever it might be. Now a person who's stingy and he doesn't want to put that 50 cents, and he looks around and the traffic inspector was checking if any traffic meters are expired, then they write out a ticket for that. So he sees he's not around. He goes and do his work, but in the meantime, the traffic inspector came and he saw that this traffic meter is expired, so he didn't want to put a 50 cent and he gets a ticket of 100 rand. So he went and he was penny wise and pound foolish. He thought I'd say 50 cent, but now he has to pay 100 rand. Like that, we don't pay our zakat, then our money goes in lot of other things. We might think that we have saved the money, but it goes then perhaps in doctor's fees, legal fees, in other things, all that money gets wasted. And if a person spends in the path of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala gives him barakat. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen and to practice on deen.